Thank you very much, Dennis. I'm in our studios here at Bishop Auckland Hospital, and I'm delighted to be joined by John Thompson from the Durham Freemasons.
Hello.
So tell us a little bit about Freemasonry in the province of Durham, and what's your position?
Well, my position is essentially I'm the head of the Freemasons here in Durham. We have about 4,000 Freemasons in what was the old provincial boundaries of Durham, so it would be the Tees to the Tyne, along the east coast, and then out to Consett, Walsingham, Stanhope on the west side there. But yeah, Freemasonry has been in our province now for probably almost 300 years. And yeah, I'm very proud to be the head of the Freemasons.
And you say 4,000 Freemasons in the province of Durham alone?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. We've got a very committed membership, and we're trying to grow our membership as well at the moment. We have a lot of things going on in our community. We have our website, which we've recently redeveloped, and it's forward there looking for members to join our organisation that we're very proud of.
So how did you get involved then?
Well, I've been involved now for almost probably 29 years, I think it was. I was speaking to a friend who used to go to a Masonic meeting. I got chatting and he invited me along and I joined. And I think, like you say, the rest is history. I just really took to Freemasonry. I love the friendships that I've made in Freemasonry. I love working within the community. And it's developed over that time. I got involved locally in my building. Then on the locals, you know, with my provincial province, I got involved with that. And then now on a national scale as well with the United Grand Lodge of England based in London.
So you say that you're the head of the Freemasons in Durham. How do you get to be the head of Freemasons? Do you get elected? Do you kind of volunteer for it? How does that happen?
Well, I think you just get seen, really. I was very active in Hartlepool, where my lodge is on Raby Road. And I got involved. I did a couple of events, some exhibitions in Hartlepool. I was a very active charity steward. And I think I just got, like any organisation, there's a ladder to climb. And I was probably in the right place at the right time, I think it's probably the best thing to say.
Now, I'm guessing being the head of the Freemasons in Durham is quite a busy job. I mean, it must take a bit of time.
It does indeed. Well, I'm fortunate that I'm retired at the moment, but I've got a fantastic team around me. We do all sorts within our community. We have a very active charity in Durham Benevolence, which we have in our province, and we encourage local charities to come to our charity page and our website and fill in the application forms. And if we can help local charities and help our community, that's one of the things that I want to ensure that we can do. We were very active in the pandemic with a lot of volunteers giving time, because time sometimes is equally as important as giving financial aid to local charities.
And I must say that Durham Freemasons did help Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio, particularly during the pandemic, with the outside broadcasting equipment that allowed us to stay on the air during the pandemic.
Yeah, well, we did. We had quite a few applications for support, as you can imagine, through the pandemic period. We supplied iPads to nursing homes and hospitals so the relatives could keep in touch with each other, because obviously there was no physical contact. And like you said, to the local hospitals, ensuring that those presenters could present from home because there was no access to the hospital. So it was, again, trying to support our community. And I think we did all sorts. We had lots of people, and myself, I was a volunteer. I was shopping for members of the public, and I was working on the vaccination centres like many of our members did.
So if any of our listeners were interested in becoming a Freemason or joining the organisation, what would they need to do? What would be the first step?
Well, if you know a Freemason, speak to a Freemason. We have 37 Masonic halls around our province. Please turn up and go to one of them. We've got our website, which has a joiners page. We encourage you to go onto there. There's a small form to fill in with a couple of details and somebody will get in touch with you. We've got a local digital marketing campaign going on now, so if you're on Facebook and you're not a Freemason, you might see some posts about Freemasonry. We encourage you to click through, and we're always, like any organisation, we're always trying to grow our organisation, and post-pandemic, membership is going up, which is, it's wonderful to see that the members of the public are appreciating what Freemasons do and how they can join and help.
It's interesting, isn't it, in current times that a lot of groups are struggling with members, so it's really good to see that you're thriving and attracting more members. But I suppose the question is, a lot of the activities that the Freemasons do are not publicly seen, or they're happening in the background.
Yeah, I think sometimes the press haven't always been as kind to Freemasons, but we have our own social media. We have a lot of active members who are on social media, and we're always trying to promote the good work that we do in the community. And it does get noticed by members of the public, but it's not something that we're going out there looking for. You know, we're very happy to sometimes be unseen. You know, our members don't look for plaudits. Sometimes you're just happy that they've given that time, they've made that donation, and they're making a change. They're making a difference in their community, which is one of the fundamental principles that we have as Freemasons, that we give service, we give charity, and I'm sure that will continue.
Now, you brought me on to a subject that I have seen in the community, and this is the TLC, Teddies. What is the TLC?
Teddies for Loving Care. We've been doing this now, well, nationally we've been doing it for over 20 years. In Durham, we've probably been doing it over 15 years. We have a dedicated team under Mark Davis, who is our TLC coordinator, and then we have a lot of hall ambassadors. And what we do is we provide small teddy bears to the local hospitals, the accident emergencies within our province. And these little bears are to be given to children in distress at a time of need. So if a child comes in presenting with an injury or an illness and they're distressed, then the hospital staff have these little bears to give to the children, which hopefully makes them feel a little bit better, calms them down. And a lot of the health practitioners now actually put bandages on the little bears and oxygen masks on them, just to show the children that what sort of procedures they might go under. And it's worked very well. We support all of our hospitals. And over the time, I think we've given over 116,000 bears in this time, which I think equates to about £260,000 worth of support that we give freely to our hospitals.
And how is that money raised then? How are those?
It's in local Masonic meetings. We have a collection in our what we call our festive board, which is a meal after our meeting. We'll have a collection. We'll have raffles. We'll host some charity evenings, and our members are very happy to give to this because, you know, a small little bear can make such a massive difference to somebody at a time of distress.
And is this a national scheme then, or is this something we only do in Durham?
Yeah, well, it started nationally. It started in Essex many years ago, and I think nationally now, all the Freemasons across the England and Wales have donated, I think, 3.5 million bears.
That's a lot of bears.
A lot of bears, yeah, a lot of bears. And we kept that going right through the pandemic as well. And we're known now, the hospital staff expect our hall ambassadors coming in, they give us a call, we come in with the bears. And the same team as well are there at Christmas with selection boxes. They're visiting the hospitals at Easter time with Easter eggs. So our ambassadors give up a lot of time, a lot of effort to support our community.
So from the TLC Teddy point of view then, do you cover all of the hospitals in the trust area?
Yes, well, in this trust, I think this is the County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust, we would cover Darlington Memorial, University Hospital at North Durham, Bishop Auckland Hospital Urgent Care, Shotley Bridge Hospital Urgent Care, and the Peter Lee Community Hospital. So we have TLC ambassadors right across our province, but the ambassadors for this trust is Michael Snowball, John Deeman, Alan Reedon, and they deliver about 250, I think, teddy bears per month, about 2,800 a year, and it probably would have cost them about £7,000 a year just looking after this trust alone.
So what do the ambassadors do? Do they liaise with the trust staff?
Yeah, basically they're liaising with the hospital practitioners. They're finding out, they're keeping in touch, they're finding out when stocks are going low. They'll then pick up the teddy bears from our central distribution point, and then they'll bring them along to the hospital and literally make sure that the hospital doesn't run low, because it's important that the bears are available when the kids need them.
So as well as the TLC, Teddy's, you mentioned earlier on that the Freemasons are very active in the local community. So what kind of thing goes on in the local community?
Well, lots of things, really. We have volunteers who work on the blood bikes, work at local hospices, Red Cross volunteers. Park runs, we do quite a lot of park runs now. We've trying to get our members active, and we've support the local park runs. And recently we did a park run takeover at Hackworth in Shildon, where we give all the volunteers the day off, and all of the Freemasons took on all the volunteering roles, the timekeepers, the marshals and the run director. And we supported the after coffee meeting with tea, coffee, cakes and such like.
Is the rumour true that you donated about 15,000 tea bags as well?
Yeah, we did bring quite a few tea bags along as well, yeah.
There was the rumour circulating.
But again, these park runs are run by volunteers, you know. Give up their time, and the park runs are national now, and it was great that we could get involved just in one of them. We would love to do another park run takeover as well, because it gets our guys fit and it brings their family and children along as well, which we're very keen to do.
But of course, it's a wide ranging selection of activities, because I've heard that you've got a fishing charity as well.
We do. We have a Masonic fishing charity. We have a branch in Durham. And the idea is we have a group of fishermen and casters and volunteers, and we host fishing days at Alden Grange in Durham about 6 or 7 times a year, and we bring children from schools and underprivileged children who wouldn't really get an opportunity to get out of the city in the outdoors and the opportunity to fish. And as simple as it sounds, sometimes the children come very shy, very reticent on the morning, not wanting to chat to anybody, not wanting to get involved. But at the end of the day, when they've caught some fish, they've got a little trophy and a certificate, and the smiles on their faces and how they really come out of the shell is brilliant to see. And I know the guys who were the volunteers get a lot of pleasure from that. And yeah, it's brilliant to see.
John Thompson from Durham Freemasons, I'd like to thank you for coming to Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio and talking to us and dispelling some of those myths, I think. Because as you say, there are a few kind of myths around Freemasonry. I think if people want to find out more, what can they do? Where can they go to?
Come to our website, www.durhamfreemasons.org. There's lots of information on there about the history of Freemason, what we're doing in our community, how you can join. Please do come along. We have our offices in Sunderland on the Esplanade. It's all open to the public if you come along. Nothing to hide. And we'd love to see you, and we'd love you to be members.
John Thompson, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Promoting health and well-being across South Durham.
Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.